action.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Greetings to you, television neighbor. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling good. What I brought today is a fife. It's called a fife. People have been making music with instruments like this for a long, long time, even before your grandparents were born. The people who play instruments like this don't go to the store to buy them. No, they make them from trees or plants or things like that nearby. I borrowed this from Joe Negri. He had a display of these at his shop. This fife is very, very hard to play. I have a different kind of an instrument for blowing in the kitchen. Let's go out there and I'll show you. Come along. I was doing this one myself, making this from things that I had nearby. These are bottles with colored water in there. Here's a plain bottle without any in it. I just blow it. Let me see. I thought maybe I'd try to play that song, Tree, Tree, Tree. Let's see. Too high. Do, do, no. Do, do. Oh, that's pretty close. Now let's, maybe I'll put some food coloring in. That's pretty the way that mixes, isn't it? I love to discover things like that. I'll mix it up and then... Would you sing right along with me while we do our tree, tree, tree song? You know, tree, 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 tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. Okay. Somebody at the door. Well, that's our kind of blowing instrument. See who it is. Oh, it's Joe Negri. Come Come in, Jeff.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
How are you? Do you have the fife?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Thank you for loaning it to me.
I'm going over to hear the fife and drummers over at Betty's Little Theater. Would you like to come along?
Oh, I would. You know, this thing is really hard to play.
Oh, is it ever? I know.
Would you like to go to see some people who really know how to play this?
They're rehearsing for a performance tonight.
Oh, good. Well, let's all go then, together.
Okay.
You know Joe Negri. Yeah. This is Othar Turner.
Mr. Turner, glad to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Pretty to see you again.
Yes, sir. Jesse May Hemphill.
Yes, sir. Hi, Miss Hemphill. Glad to meet you.
And Abe Young.
Mr. Young, I can't get any tone out of this, Mr. Turner. Could you tell me about this thing?
Yeah.
I'd really like to know how. Come on down.
This cane is what you make out of it. See that?
It's a cane.
That's the first hole. This is a cane right here. See that? Rolled up on this. That's the first hole you're bowling right there.
Uh-huh.
All right. You ream this cane out, Chin. See ya?
Yeah.
And you place your fingers just like this. Get your piece of chalk or pencil and mark that and moan down.
Well, how did you learn to do this?
Just see the old man doing that, and I stood and watched him and learned how to. I wanted to blow, but he wouldn't let me blow. He said, I'll make you one, son. If you be a smart boy, I'll make you a fife. So I said, well, I'm going to be smart. I want you to make me a fife.
Uh-huh.
He said, all right. I said, next rainy day come, we's on the farm. Next rainy day come, Otho, I'm going to make you a fife. You can't do nothing with it, boy. I said, yes, sir, I'm going to do what you're doing. He said, well, I'll see. Well, he made me that cane. Man, I got the first tune. They do till I learn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you something.
Beautiful.
You know what that was?
What?
You wake me all the summer and all the fall. I had to take Christmas in my overhaul. But now she gone and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Sitting on top of the world. Well, you're helping us sit on top of the world, Mr. Turner. I want to say hello to Mr. Young. Hey, Mr. Young.
All right.
You've been playing the drum a long time?
Oh, I've been playing ever since I was 11.
Since you're 11 years old?
11 years old.
And do you have any children?
I got 14.
14 children.
Yeah.
Are they interested in music?
All of them.
All of them are?
I got 3 grand. Yeah, they play.
And they play too? Well, they're lucky to have you for a dad and a granddad. I'm glad to know you. That has a big sound, doesn't it? Could you just show us how deep that sound is when you hit it?
Keep on.
Thank you, Mr. Young.
Hello.
Miss Hemphill?
Yeah.
I really like the way you play. That has a lot different sound from that drum, doesn't it?
Yeah. And what makes that is these little rattles back there.
Uh-huh.
And see, when you hit the front, the rattles back
there. I see. Have you been playing since you were a little girl?
Yeah, I've been playing it since I was 9 years old playing drums. And the way I would really learn was on a pasteboard box.
A pasteboard box?
Pasteboard box. I would turn it up and lay it on the floor and beat it with a spoon and a knife. And I call them my sticks like this. And I would beat it with that spoon and the knife, boom to the boom to with my granddaddy, boom to the boom. And then one day he was gone and I took the drum and set it up in the chair. It was a big drum. All I could do to get it up in the chair. I set it up in the chair and put the big drumstick on. I said, well, I can do it on the baseball box. I can do it on this drum. And I went to hitting the drum, and the stick would bounce back, you know,
uh-huh.
And it wouldn't go back right. And so I kept on doing until I got my licks right on there. And then I showed it to my granddaddy when he came.
What did he say?
He was proud of me. I wanted to make him proud of me.
But you've been playing all over the world, haven't you?
All in Berlin and Germany and Sweden and Harlem, Washington and Delaware.
You've been everywhere.
Just been New Orleans, and I've been just all around playing.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Do you?
I enjoy it.
Do you ever get nervous when you play?
No. It don't bother me a bit because ever since when I was 2 years old, I used to dance. Mm-hmm. Dance up on stage, you know. Mm-hmm. My granddaddy kept me to them dances, and I would get up on stage, and he said, "Don't be bashful, baby." He said, "Dance for granddaddy." And you know, I loved him, so I would do anything to make him happy. And so I would just dance down. Wouldn't be ashamed to have my hands on my head looking at the people, you know. And they would be so proud of me, all of the grown-ups, by me being 2 years old and wasn't shame or bashful or nothing. I put my hand on my hip and just danced down.
Well, what's one song that you remember that you really loved that your granddaddy helped you to learn?
It was Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Would you play it for us?
Yeah.
Would you all be able to do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to hear it.
We can listen.
Would you do it, Mr. Turner? Yeah.
Glory, Glory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Can we whistle, or what will we do when
sing
we listen? Okay. You teach
complete
it to
up,
us,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get back up on the
Yeah. We want to show the kids this song so they will maybe they'll learn it and bring it on after we gone.
Thank you all very much. What a treat it was to be with you. And thanks for the fife, Mr. Turner.
Thank you.
I wish you all well in your performance tonight.
Glad that I give you something that you appreciate.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks for taking us, Jeff.
There aren't many people in the world who can play that kind of music.
I'm really glad to have met them. Oh.
Well, the fife is yours now.
I'll keep working at it.
Okay. See you later.
Bye, Jeff. So many interesting people in the world. And in make-believe, let's pretend that King Friday's picnic will be in the castle park room. A park for a picnic. There could be some special music there, too. Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie.
Whoa, whoa! Come to the castle in two.
and bring your packages, too. Roo, roo. You don't have to worry if you'll only hurry and come to the castle in two.
Hi, Bob Dog. In two. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, where are the spoons? I better go get them. And my camera. Oh, here's my camera, but I've got to get some film for it. Okay. Hi, Daniel. I'm in a hurry, sort of a hurry.
Well, I had just thought...
Oh, what?
I've been thinking, would you like to go to the picnic together with me?
Oh, I'd like that, Daniel. But first, I've got to go and get film for my camera.
Well, I'll wait here for you. And when you're ready, just come by here for me.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.
Boy, lots to do, I guess. Going for a drive. What? A nice day, going for a drive. Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi. Aren't you going over to the castle, Daniel?
Yes, but I was waiting for somebody.
Oh, okay. I'll see you over there later.
Thanks for coming by for me, Anna.
You're welcome. I love to go places with you. Bye.
Goodbye, Anna. Going for a drive. It's almost time. I better put you away, truck. Right into your garage.
I'm late, but I've got everything, I hope.
That looks like Lady Aberlin. Maybe not. I sure wish she'd come. Sure is quiet around here. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Daniel, aren't you going out to the castle?
Well, I was waiting for my friend Lady Aberlin.
Yes?
I don't know why she hasn't come yet.
Well, you and I could go there together.
But she might come looking for me. She said she'd come in a little bit, but it's a big bit now.
Well, let's call over to the castle and find out if she's gotten there already.
You mean... she might have forgotten me?
Or maybe she had to go there in a hurry, Daniel. I just don't know.
Well, I'll get the telephone. Just a minute.
All righty. Here, I'll help you. There it is.
Oh, thank you.
Let me see. Castle number.
Looks like a fun picnic, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, it's just beautiful, isn't it?
I know. How's the plan?
I can hardly wait to see what happens next.
Meow, fruit salad, meow, ready. Meow, meow, get it.
Henrietta, let me take a picture of it first.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay. Meow, meow. Oh, X, can you move in just a little bit?
Oh, sure.
And Hen, can you come into the center a little? Oh, perfect. Okay, remember the magic garden. Here we go. Great.
Meow,
oh,
meow,
that's
meow,
a
meow.
Nice one. Thank you. Oh, it looks so pretty. Robert Troll, can I get a picture of you and the weather balloon?
Sure. Great. Right up. I'll hold it up so you can get a good picture.
All the way up so I can see your face.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, great.
Telephone for you, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Politico. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Oh, no. I'll be right there, Mr. McFeely. Tell him I'll be right there.
What is it?
I was supposed to come here with Daniel. I forgot.
Oh.
Well, that was mighty speedy, Lady Aberlin.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'll see you two a little later over there. Bye-bye. Speedy delivery.
I'm really sorry, Daniel.
Are you?
I can see by your face that you're really sad.
Yeah, it feels awful to get forgotten.
I know.
Why did you forget me?
I was hurrying around so much, I just wasn't thinking straight.
Getting the film for your camera and all.
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
What?
Somebody forgetting you.
Yes.
It has? Oh. Could you tell me about it?
Well, it was my birthday party. And my very best friend forgot to come to my party.
She did?
I waited and waited for her to come to the door with a present.
And what happened?
She was gone to her grandmother's house. I couldn't even get her on the telephone.
Was she mad at you?
No. She just forgot.
Could you tell me again why you didn't come for me one more time?
I forgot. I was in such a hurry with my camera and my film.
I know.
Does it make you feel like we aren't really friends?
Kind of. But I don't know why. But not really.
You know we're friends, Daniel.
Yes. It seems like we just are.
I'm still so sorry.
I'm not as sad as I was before. Before you came and talked to me.
Oh, good.
Ugga mugga, Lady Evelyn.
Ugga mugga, Daniel Tiger.
I'm ready to go to the castle now.
I'm ready too.
Good. Let's go.
Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Betty. Hi, Daniel.
Not here.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, King Friday has asked me to thank all of you for coming and for helping to make this picnic so much fun. Now, to show his gratitude, a very special performance by his royal trio, We Royal Three. Let's give them a nice big hand.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're not going to have long speeches here today. Just start in with the music. And then we're going to go around and you can put in your own verse to the music if you like. You may begin, Tuesday and Sarah.
Right, Daddy.
Thank you, dear.
There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you.
Very nice, girl. There's the music way to say I love you. Playing music with your family so you're all in tune. The music way, the music way, the music way to say I love you.
There's the sharing way to say I love you. There's the letting someone play with something that you like.
The sharing way, the sharing way. Sharing way to say I love you.
All listening to your friends can say I love you.
Meow, meow, cheery words, meow, you meow, really have to.
Going back again to play and play.
Meow, save the day.
We need many ways to say I love you.
It takes time, but we can understand the many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you.
Ooh, you all make me very proud and happy to be your king and your friend, royal subject.
Yes, most proud and most happy, dear friends.
Let us sing and dance together, and the pea room will be a peaceful picnic place for people everywhere.
Yes, you may begin now, my dear.
Excellent. Oh, my, having a grand time here at the pea room for the picnic.
I'll say, this turned out to be real good, didn't it?
Yes, it certainly did.
Many ways to say I love you. It's true. You know, friends sometimes promise, I'll see you after school, or we'll play together tomorrow, and then they sometimes forget. That's just something that happens once in a while. And when we understand that, it can make our friendships grow stronger and stronger, and deeper and deeper, so long as we can talk about it, tell people how we feel, and try to understand. Wish I could play Many Ways to Say I Love You on this. Not yet. Maybe someday. But now, I'll try to do it with the bottles out here. I love you. I certainly get a good feeling from having television visits with you and your friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.